Good morning and welcome to the Fantasy Link, a fantasy sports podcast. I am Brian Baines and I am your host. It is Friday, March 15, episode number 731. Yes, and the free agents keep on rolling and the trades keep on happening. And we'll get to that shortly. Friday. It's Friday. And a Friday without any children running around today. Just have, well, little different look today in the old studio. I've got a couple of furry four-legged friends here with me today. Yeah, the wife and son are away on a little quick-hitting trip down to Los Angeles. They are visiting California State University Northridge today. Gonna go tour around the film department and check things out. Go take a peek at the dorms, or as much as they can see of them. And first time for the wife to be down there and see all of the facilities. So I'm sure my son will be taking her around and visiting all the things to see there on campus. He's getting close to making a big decision on colleges. Visiting Northridge today, and then University of Oregon when they get back in town on Tuesday, and shortly after that, I think there'll be some sort of a decision made down to the last two, the final two. So they will be enjoying themselves, having a little fun down there after visiting the campus today. So I've got four-legged creatures here with me today, so I didn't have to leave them home. Got to get ready for parent-teacher conferences next week, so no kids today. We're gonna ease on through it. Should be pretty relaxing and enjoyable here at the studio / classroom. We have actual fantasy sports going on. Yeah, baseball starts next week, getting close, won't be long. But we do have NBA. We are in the semifinals of the NBA fantasy playoffs. Lapine is handing it to Stinky, 8-1. Canada taking care of YK, 7-2. Looks like we are going to get, as expected, often expected, we're going to get a 1-versus-2 matchup here. Just 3 days left in these two matchups, and they haven't really been close all week, and I don't anticipate any big changes. Of course, I said that at the end of the regular season, and things got turned upside down just like that. So, we'll see when I get back here on Tuesday if we have the finals matchup that we expect. But so far, it's looking that way. And then NHL, first round action, the 3-versus-6, yours truly. I'm up on Jared, 7-3-1. It's about the most uncomfortable 7-3-1 lead anyone could possibly have. I saw it for a moment dip down to 5-5-1 yesterday, and then popped back up to 7-3-1. A couple of his goalies gave up a couple goals here and there, which helped kind of even things out. I didn't have a great night goalie wise. I made the right choices. Went with Jari against the Sharks. Ended up winning 6-3, and I went Bob against Carolina. They lost 3-0, 4-0. I think it was 3 goals that he gave up though. Was kind of lamenting that decision, especially the Jari one early, thinking that Igor was possibly going to shut out the Lightning, but that quickly changed, and the Lightning ended up winning that game 6-3, so Igor kind of got lit up too. So made the right choices, Jared was able to cut into the goalie lead that I had a little bit, we're going to be playing strategy here on out for the rest of the weekend. Light schedule tonight, heavy schedule tomorrow, medium schedule on Sunday, and hopefully with a little luck I'll be able to sneak through to the second round. I don't know, not feeling all that confident right now. Trey is up 6-5 on YK in the 4-5 matchup. Tight as you would expect. Trey is scoring lots of goals, lots of assists, but struggling in a few other categories, so that one is going to come down to the wire as well. So we'll have our semifinal set when I get back here on Tuesday. Stinky and Tang waiting in the wings for two opponents to sneak on through and get to them. So let's get to all of this NFL action. Wow. So this morning on the way in, Minnesota and Houston got together for a little trade. Minnesota sends this year's second rounder and next year's second rounder to Houston for this year's number 23 overall pick. So one of two things is going on here with Minnesota. They are either hedging their bets and grabbing another first round pick. So if their quarterback to be is gone, I think, which would be JJ McCarthy, I think is who they want. If he is gone at 11, then they could grab maybe a Bo Nix or a Michael Penix with the 23rd pick, maybe later in the draft. That's possibly what's going on, but I think more likely what is happening is they are positioning themselves to trade up, probably with the Chargers. I think at 5 it makes sense. You trade the 11 and the 23 up for the 5. They can get McCarthy for sure there. Sorry, interesting little pause there. Had to go check on my four-legged friends there wandering around, and I was worried they were up to something they were not supposed to be. So, yeah. Anyway, I think the Vikings more likely are positioning themselves to trade up to get McCarthy with a much higher pick, fifth round, or number 5 overall that belongs to the Chargers. Chargers have other many needs now. They could trade down and certainly fill some of those. So getting started with the week. Since Tuesday, we've had Deontay Johnson traded to the Carolina Panthers for a defensive back. Interesting deal. I think Pittsburgh was just kind of done with his act and was ready to move on. So look for Pittsburgh to be doing their usual landing of an untouted wide receiver later in later rounds that will turn out to be, you know, something more than we thought. And Carolina gets a little more help with the wide receivers, which they certainly can give Bryce Young a little more help in the passing game, some more targets to throw to. So seems like a pretty good deal for Carolina. Didn't give up a lot to get him. Patrick Queen, I only mention this because he's on my MSD roster, IDP league. Patrick Queen signs with Pittsburgh Steelers to be linebacking there. Derrick Henry did end up signing with the Baltimore Ravens, a two-year deal. And then Mixon. Yeah, so we mentioned Tuesday that Mixon was cut by the Bengals. Well, in fact, he was not cut. He was, before he was cut, the Houston Texans got on the line and gave him a call, and they traded him. Traded him to the Texans, and then he promptly signed a 3-year deal, probably more like a 2-year deal. I'm guessing it's more front-loaded with the guaranteed money up front, and then the rest will filter out later, and they can easily cut ties with him after 2 years there. But yeah, really nice landing spot for Joe Mixon. Looks like he's going to be the guy there in Houston. Mike Williams was cut yesterday or the day before. I think it was yesterday. I don't know. It's hard to keep track of all this. Gus Williams cut by the Mike Williams cut by the Chargers. There was a rumor at one source. It was mentioned in MSD yesterday that Mike Williams might be signing with the Kansas City Chiefs, but I have not seen or heard any other news of that. And after the Chiefs signed Marquise Brown to a contract 1-year deal last night, it seems a little bit less likely that they would be chasing after Mike Williams, or that he would be willing to take the kind of pay cut he would need to probably fit in with the Chiefs. So probably not going to see that happen, but you know, Stranger Things. Gus Bus ends up with the Chargers running back. I'm assuming Chargers will take a mid-round running back to fill in because Gus won't be able to handle all that. And, you know, we know what Josh Kelly gives the team, and we also know what Isaiah Spiller gives the team, which is very little, very, very little. So like I mentioned, Marquise Brown signs a one-year deal with Kansas City. You know, it's not any worse than what he was dealing with in Arizona. Clearly did not fit into that system and was not going to be a good fit there. So, you know, going to give it a one-year try in Kansas City. We'll see how it works out. But certainly does not hurt his value fantasy-wise. Should be able to garner a little bit more for him. Curtis Samuel signed yesterday with Buffalo Bills. I like this signing a lot. A guy that can play in the slot, can play outside, can run the ball. Kind of a Swiss Army knife type of a player. So, yeah, Curtis Samuel to the Buffalo Bills, three-year deal. Jonnu Smith, this one happened a while ago. Jonnu Smith signed with the Miami Dolphins. Good athletic tight end. Mike Gesicki signs with the Cincinnati Bengals. Here we go again. Another chance for Mike Gesicki. I'm not buying it. Irv Smith signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not sure where he fits in here. I believe Noah Gray is still there, and of course Travis Kelce is still rolling, so not sure how that will work. Kendrick Bourne and Hunter Henry both re-signed with the New England Patriots, so no change there, just waiting on a quarterback is all they are doing. Jameis Winston signs to be the backup at Cleveland. Joe Flacco is now the backup in Indianapolis as Gardner Minshew moved on to another job there. Where did he end up? Gardner Minshew. Oh, man, I'm struggling to remember where he was. I don't think I wrote it down here either. Minshew, maybe I talked about it the other day. No Minshew. Well, He's a backup somewhere. I'm not sure where. But yeah. So Calvin Ridley. How about this one? Calvin Ridley signs a deal. I think it was a 3-year deal again with the Tennessee Titans. So they are starting to accumulate a little bit of offensive firepower for Will Levis down there. They now have DeAndre Hopkins. They have Calvin Ridley, Tony Pollard, Tyjae Spears already, Chig Okonkwo. So. If they can get any kind of offensive line protection for their quarterback there, they could look a little bit better. Will Disley signed with the Chargers as Gerald Everett moved on. He headed for, I mentioned this one too the other day. Gerald Everett ended up in somewhere. It's hard to keep track of all this. It really is. Let's see. Sam Howell yesterday traded to the Seattle Seahawks for a third and a fifth. Seems like a lot to give up for Sam Howell. And they are adamant that Geno Smith is their starting quarterback and there's not a competition. He is strictly coming in to be the backup. We shall see if that holds true. Zach Ertz signed with the Washington Commanders. And at tight end, Darnell Mooney, a nice signing for the Atlanta Falcons. I like this landing spot. Now with Kirk Cousins, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, that offense is starting to look a little more formidable as well. A good spot for him. Rondale Moore was traded yesterday to the Atlanta Falcons as well. A little more wide receiver depth there. He was traded for Desmond Ridder to be the backup quarterback in Arizona. Cedric Wilson went to the New Orleans Saints. We never really got to see. You remember he signed a nice big fat deal leaving Dallas to go to Miami, and then like a week later, Tyreek Hill. Then they trade for Tyreek Hill, and then Cedric Wilson just kind of, the need for him just kind of went out the door, so we'll see if he can make some sort of a mark in New Orleans. And Colby Parkinson was signed by the Los Angeles Rams. Good run blocking tight end signed out of Seattle. kind of gets us up to date for where we're at. We are just over a month out from the NFL draft. So teams in the free agent wire is kind of drying up just a little bit. So, it won't be long before we are focused 100% on the draft and what these guys are bringing in. I still think there's going to be some shuffling around. Oh, did I mention Keenan Allen was traded last night to the Bears for a fourth-round pick? Yes, that's right. Keenan Allen did not want to take a pay cut like Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa will be staying in Los Angeles after taking a pay cut. But Keenan Allen did not want to do that, so they traded him to the Bears, fourth-round pick. So now he joins DJ Moore and Gerald Everett. That's right, Gerald Everett ended up in Chicago with Cole Kmet and DeAndre Swift and, all of those guys that they're bringing in, and we don't know yet who the quarterback's going to be. Still waiting to see how that flushes out, whether the Bears are actually, in fact, going to stick with Justin Fields because the market's drying up to trade him now, or if they will be able to pull something off and still end up with Caleb Williams taking over quarterback there. So, that was kind of a big one last night that rolled through. So probably more trades to come and probably certainly some more signings. We still are waiting on Tyler Boyd. Comes to mind as a wide receiver that hasn't found a home yet. So lots of things to come. Big day, a happy birthday, West. Out West turned 49 today. Happy birthday to him, and then happy birthday to YK tomorrow. The big 5-0. Yeah, these guys are aging before our eyes. 49 and 50. They're officially falling into the old fart range. Joining the club. Yeah, welcome to the club, guys. Yeah, so happy birthday to Wes today. Happy birthday to YK tomorrow. I'll be back on Tuesday, and we'll be talking more free agency, I'm sure. Maybe a few trades. We definitely will have our finals matchup for NBA in fantasy. I'll give you a quick breakdown of that. A little preview. It's a two-week final, so we'll have plenty of time to talk about it. And we also will have our semifinal matchups in NHL. They will be set, and I'll give you a quick preview of that going forward. And, so that's where we are at. We're gonna call it a week. That's right. Yep. And I'm going to get a little bit of work done, and then maybe slide out of here a little early today. The sun's out. It's looking kind of nice. Not as nice as it is in Los Angeles this morning, but certainly not bad compared to the snow we've had. And we got a busy partying weekend coming up with St. Patrick's Day coming on Sunday. Well, not for me, but there will be plenty of people out tipping a few back. So enjoy yourselves, be safe, and have a great weekend out there. For the Fantasy Blink, I am the commissioner.